Hey, this is Dr. Phil, and welcome to this stupid podcast, Body Bob. If you enjoy this, you're probably a pathetic, inbred, degenerate, immoral, repugnant piece of trash. If you intake trash, you are trash, and probably live with your mommy. Now enjoy a new episode of Body Bob.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
He ate his own feces.
Chicken tetrazzini.
Don't slam the fucking door.
I've got balls of steel.
Hallelujah. Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka. Welcome, Bubbies. It's Corey. How are you doing? Welcome back to another podcast of Bubby Bub. This is a weekly show where I feature weird and bizarre things from the interwebs, or things I create. Radio talk show host, conspiracy theorist, and peddler of various supplements and freeze-dried foods, Alex Jones is at it again. He's talking about China.
You go over to China.
China.
China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
You take China.
China.
China. I love them. China.
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 China. I have to have my China.
Yeah, Trump loves talking about his China, but in this clip, I'm pretty sure Alex Jones is turning Chinese. I have no idea why he's doing this, but he starts to do his own song about Chinese President Xi Jinping and vaccines and all sorts of crazy topics.
Sorry.
That's crazy!
We're on full fentanyl now.
He's on full fentanyl.
You die, America's, Africa too. It's China's property. Uh-oh. We tell you to lock down, you starve to death. You scared the virus, but you starve to death.
That's not even rhyming a different word.
Chapang chang wanga ha changi pong. Chamangi wanga honga tatonga patong. Starve America, starve Europe too. Kill the Africans, kill them all. Cha-ping chang, wang chang, pong chang yong. Pong chang, wang wang, dong dong dong.
Oh my God.
We fund the Antifa Maoist group.
Oh.
Ha 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 ha, we love Hillary too.
Sure.
It's so damn fun, you're so damn scared. Wear your mask and prepare to die.
Yeah.
Chang, wang, chang, chang, pong, chang, yi. Dong, dong, long, bong, bong, geeky. We love LeBron James. He's so good. Death camps, all kinds of students, too. Kill the Muslims. Kill the Christians. Kill the Buddhas. Liberal lovers. Ping, chow, wang, chang, bing, tong, kong.
That's not racist.
Dong, dong, long, chang, tong, da, tong. Bill Gates loves us. He does so good.
Yeah.
Take our vaccines and die like you should.
Yeah.
Shine, wang, pong, pong, bing, pong, pong.
How long is
Xing
this?
Xing, wang, quang, quang, chow, chow.
Oh, man.
Tong, pong, tong, tong, ja, ping, pat, chi. Down with Trump, up with Xi Jinping.
Woo!
Xi Jinping, he kill you now. Take the shots and learn how to die. Die, American scum. Ping, pow, ping, po, pang, cha, kong. Chang, chong, ching, pang, dong, bang,
dong. He keeps going.
We own your debt, your media too. It's time to die. Take your shots and roll your eyes. Liberal good, wear your mask. I'm your Chinese communist king.
Keeps
pong,
going. Chang,
wong, pong, ching, pak, wong. Wong, chong, ping, kwong, pong, cha, kong. Guang, chong, king, kong, pong, cha, kwan.
Oh my God, I'm almost speechless. That's not racist, is it? I love how he's doing his own version of freestyle, and of course, the internet had to make a remix of this.
America's, Africa too. It's China's property. Oh, we tell you to lock down, you starve to death. You scared the virus, but you starve to death. Chapang chang, wanga, ha changi po. Chapangi wanga wanga, ha tonga pato. Starve America, starve Europe too. Kill the Africans, kill them all. Chapang chang, wang chang, pang chang yong. Pong chang, wang wang, dong dong dong. We fund the Antifa Maoist group. Ha 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 ha, we love Hillary too. It's all that fun. You're so damn scared. Wear your mask and prepare to die. Chang, wang, chang, chang, pong, chang, yi. Dong, dong, long, bong, bong, yi, yi.
There you go. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but that's excellent work from someone online that made the remix. You know, I'm kind of in a musical mood right now. In fact, I've got some more horrible music with 645 AR called Yoga.
So much days do like soldiers. We the niggas in they touch. We so short, I like short. I got racist shirts like that. Big ass like it gotta be.
Oh my god. The high voice is not tolerable.
I got brothers just like stick. Ran up a chick with life on flight.
Oh my god.
Get that check. Play with Sky, you gon' get wet. On that bullshit, I know how to act.
All right, so that's one song from 645 AR. I guess all the songs have kind of a high-pitched voice. I can't understand what he's saying. Fortunately, there's some captions at the bottom of the video. Here's another one called In Love With a Stripper. So there you go. There's In Love With a Stripper from 645 AR. Let's just find one more song. Let's just see if it's any different as far as the voice goes. Here's another song called Itchy Fingers. Let's check it out here. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Is this supposed to be romantic? Is this supposed to like lure the ladies in? This is horrible. Oh. Oh my god. I don't know. What if I made my own song like this? I could just like, you know, make up some words and a high-pitched voice. How about this? God, I'm just as awful as 645 AR. I should never do music. So anyway, I'm going to move along now. Have you guys ever heard of Flip Flop the Clown? He is a toe-sucking juggalo clown that has sucked thousands of women's toes all across the country. That's his thing. I know it's totally disgusting, but he has some advice for us all. Well, maybe just the guys.
Yeah, I sat on my nutsack the other day. And then a nut just went up my butthole.
All right, so Flip Flop, he had sat down on the toilet seat and one of his testicles went up his asshole. So let's have you elaborate on that.
Like, I just kind of like, I just jumped off and just dove into the seat. And then my nut sack just flapped back midair into my butt in midair. And then when I landed in the seat, it just splatted. And that splatted on top of my nut sack, and then the nut just went straight up my butthole.
Well, there you go. If you got some low-hanging balls and you're going to go to the toilet, make sure that you sit down gently, all right? You don't want to flop the nuts.
So now we flop the nuts.
And if you're not careful, one could go right up your butthole.
And that shit fucking hurts. So next time you sit on a seat, don't try not to dive in like a cannonball.
Yeah, just sit down gently, guys. You don't want your ball to go up your butt.
Because your nutsack might jump right into your butthole. And then to pull it out, you're going to need like a gentle pair of tweezers because that shit's going
to
hurt.
Oh my God. Using a pair of tweezers to pull your ball out of your asshole does not sound pleasing.
And that's a wrap. That's all I got to say. Ba ba ba. Suck my dick.
Yeah, signing off like a juggalo would. There you go, gentlemen. Please watch yourself when you sit down on the toilet. If you sit down on the toilet, watch out for your nutsack. Otherwise, it might go right up your butt. Maybe you could try pee standing up. That might prevent the problem. All right, so moving right along. Now, I have to admit, I've been quite busy. I've been trying to have a lot of side hustle things I've been doing, and I just found out that my furlough has ran out, and I am now officially unemployed. It's the first time I've been unemployed since the dot-com bust and 9/11 happened, which happened a long time ago, so I've been mostly gainfully employed. But now I wanted to thank those Indiegogo campaign contributors who've helped me right now. It's definitely been very helpful, and I know I will be providing more exclusive content for my contributing bubbies. So as you may know, I am married. My wife always has a bug up her ass to go and travel, while I'm perfectly fine just staying at home. I don't need to go out and see the world. Now, I get it. It can be fun to experience new things, not to be in your podunk town all the time, just staying home. But my wife, she's got free flying miles. So we're going to LA, down to San Diego. We're going to get a really cheap van. And because of this travel, I can't work on my show as much. So I thought this would be the perfect time to share with some new listeners some of my older content. Now, I'm not going to do this all the time. It's just going to be from time to time, hopefully not often. In fact, on this trip, I will be doing more writing for future episodes because I love to take time to write for the show. So not all is lost. But for now, I want to share this classic edition of my old podcast where I feature a three-part epic musical called Harry the Musical. It features a homeless man, Harry, who's in search for love, and he will stop at nothing to find it. I wrote this story for the Distorted View show back in 2008. I gathered a lot of sound effects and music, and I sang a lot of musical parts as well. Cheryl Murkowski makes a special appearance along with Tim Henson narrating and performing all of the dialogue, which I very much appreciated. So now please enjoy this very special story called Harvey the Musical. Enjoy.
On a bright, sunny afternoon, Harvey laid under his bridge, which he called home. His warm piss was his alarm clock, telling him to wake up for a brand new day. Harvey also had visitors on his bridge. What the fuck? Can't you see I'm trying to sleep, bitch? Oh, wait. My pants tell me it's time to wake up anyways. Never mind. It's the price you pay for living under a bridge. Marching band might wake you up from your drunken stupor. Harvey then noticed someone stole his shopping cart. It had all of his valuables, including his bong made from a Sports Illustrated football phone, his construction hat which protects him from the Viet Cong, a time machine made of coffee cans, string, and coat hangers, and of course, his pet rat Roscoe. The only thing he had left was a pastrami sandwich, which he had found last night in the garbage. As he went for a bite, a hawk swooped down and snatched the sandwich. Harvey had
nothing! Absolutely nothing!
Harvey then paused, looked up into the sky, and broke into song.
I have nothing more, not even my National Geographic magazine, which is a poor man's porn. Where am I to go? What am I to do? Before I make a decision, I have to take a poop. Look what I found.
Harvey defecated a deafening dump truck of disgusting detritus. It looked like a cross between a burned omelet and roadkill. In the pile of crap, he found his trusty harmonica. Harvey loved putting things in his ass. In fact, Harvey had a rare talent of playing the harmonica with his flatulence, making thousands of dollars as a street performer. Harvey was hungry and determined to find a new shopping cart, so he stumbled into the nearest supermarket. He knew it was Super Snack Saturday and he could get some free food samples, too. He came upon an older woman. Her name tag said Lucille. She had a sexy, grease-stained apron, see-through food serving gloves, and a hairnet full of bluish, curly hair. She moved slow and robotic, similar to the dancing stage gorilla at the local Chuck E. Cheese. Her neck was dripping with waddles of old reptile skin that looked like a bloated scrotum. Her pendulous dewlap of double chin sagged like bags of rags.
Lucille then laid out a delicious spread of salami, cheese, and crackers. He lusted for Lucille as she gently handled the sausage. Harvey turned away as she cut it, ever so slowly. Harvey grabbed a cracker and salami and enjoyed the clean food. He began the conversation by chewing with his mouth full.
It tastes so much better without feces all over it.
Lucille turned her hearing aid up. It does taste better without cheese all over it. Harvey then tried flattering her.
You must be made of pure honey because your liver spots look like a colony of hungry bees.
Nothing seemed to get Lucille's full attention, maybe because she knew it wasn't smart to make eye contact with the homeless. Harvey then quit the small talk and grabbed Lucille's cold hand, checked it for a pulse, and broke out into song.
Lucille, my name is Harvey, and for 56 years, I've been looking for a woman like you. Look at you, with your gorgeous body and varicose veins. Your skin is soft like mashed potatoes, and you smell like raw cabbage. And you must be smuggling small children with an ass like yours. If I only have one moment to show you the real me, here it is, my love. Lucille, you may have Alzheimer's disease, but please don't forget me. Take a chance on romance with me, please. Oh, Lucille, let's make some sweet love right now here in aisle 4.
Lucille immediately snapped out of her senile state. She was so awestruck by Harvey's poetic chivalry, she began to forget about her worries. Or it may have been the Alzheimer's disease.
Are you the one who has my pills? Lucille asked.
No, but I have something better to put in your mouth, and I promise it will heal the pain, Harvey whispered.
Harvey whipped out his cock, which looked like an African didgeridoo. Lucille took out her dentures and began sucking. It's exactly what I think an old person sucking dick sounds like. Harvey then opened Lucille's blouse and revealed her two hanging, doughy slinkies. They hung so low they looked like they were a very, very sad face, which brought a tear to Harvey's eye. Harvey then yelled,
I can see you have bad posture. I can fix that with a little lovin'.
Harvey tackled Lucille, causing her to knock over a display of apples.
You know what they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, but you just broke my hip,
Lucille cried. But she didn't care about the pain. She wanted some public displays of erection. Harvey then spread Lucille's flabby pale legs and crammed his fingers deep into her cunt, getting rid of the loose dirt underneath his nails he had for years. Lucille's flabby hot pocket pussy was so saturated that it looked like she was making creamy hollandaise sauce. Harvey drove his hobo boner probe into Lucille's senior citizen's salmon-scented semen sucker, thank you, Corey, for that, causing her head to flop around like a bobble-headed doll, or maybe because her Parkinson's disease was acting up. Then Harvey bent over on all fours. Harvey's ass looked like two burned rotisserie chickens, and his gaping asshole looked excavated and filthy like a kitchen food disposal.
Harvey's ass was hungry for some food.
I want you to shove these dirty carrots up my ass, Harvey demanded. Lucille passionately shoved the raw vegetables deep into his damp, nappy cavity.
Okay, now shove these bananas in me, Harvey said.
Here, cram these apples up there, yeah! Little did Lucille know that Harvey had a fetish for cramming objects up his asshole. He especially loved fresh produce crammed inside of him. If Harvey had a choice, he'd rather cram a whole fruit basket up his ass instead of eating it. And that explains where Grandma's Christmas basket went in December of 1992. And that wasn't fruitcake either. It really did taste like shit.
Okay, shove these pineapples up my ass! Make me your fruit slave! Harvey yelled.
Okay, now push that pumpkin in!
Woo! Whoops! Hold on! Ah! This ass is going on sale!
Then a cornucopia of excrement and produce barreled out of Harvey's dirty rot hole. A rainbow of flavors burst out of Harvey's ass, which covered three aisles in the store. And more garbage came out of his asshole, like a full set of the Encyclopedia Britannica, coffee filters, a full-grown midget, a 52-inch plasma television set, and those rainbow-colored magic handkerchiefs that are tied together. They just kept coming out!
Paging the janitor, clean up on aisle four.
The random objects kept flying out of Harvey's ass like a salad shooter.
Shoot some slices, shoot some shreds, shoot some salad shooter.
Parents were outraged, but the children were in joyous celebration.
Yay!
Just as Harvey was about to romantically feed Lucille a chocolate-covered poop strawberry, he was interrupted by the butch lesbian janitor.
I just cleaned up the goddamn floor, you goddamn bum!
Harvey then whimpered, Bum? Who are you calling a bum? Then something in Harvey snapped. He then drew his attention to the crowd.
I admit, I am a worthless bum. And I hit my rock bottom. And I'm sorry your kids had to see all this shit. And I'm sure it'll be an awkward ride home. But at least you have a home. I've worked these streets where I do my tricks with my asshole, but that's how I feel in control.
Then, out of the corner of his eye, Harvey had seen his pet rat, Roscoe. He was in a bloody bucket of meat, getting ready to go through the meat grinder for Lucille's salami. Harvey cried, No! He stumbled past security and snatched the rat, just like a hawk would swoop down to snatch a pastrami sandwich. He then raced out of the store to find his cart.
Now let's get the hell out of here, Harvey said.
Harvey took the biggest hit on his Sports Illustrated football phone bong and jumped inside his cart. The cart rolled uncontrollably down the street and was suddenly T-boned by a sports car and spun out into someone's lawn. Harvey laid still as he was in a deep coma. It was morning, and Harvey still laid in a coma on someone's lawn, right next to some plastic garden gnomes. Not one person helped Harvey, since they thought the cute homeless man just needed to get over his hangover. A garbage truck drove up and picked up Harvey inside his cart, mistaking him for garbage. He was then compacted in the dump truck where he died a painful death. Ironically, the man of garbage died at the hand of garbage, without love and without dignity. But then a shaking hand emerged from the garbage. He was gripping his harmonica. It was Harvey! Will this be the last you'll see of the man, the myth, the legend? Will Harvey live another day to panhandle? Will Harvey ever find love? To be continued. Last time we left off, Harvey was in a lot of trouble. Our homeless hero, Harvey, was mistaken for garbage and dumped into a garbage truck. He was compacted to certain death. But a miracle happened that day. Harvey held his harmonica up to the heavens and showed he was still alive. Harvey barreled out of the garbage truck onto the street. His body was covered in garbage. He had feathers in his hair and feces all over his face, which looked like war paint. That day, Harvey became a warrior and searched for his long-lost love, Lucille.
Lucille, I have come thus far, and I cry out for your joyous spirit. Your beloved body is like a buffalo, and your elderly skin is like a reptile. Your voice whispers to me alongside many a voices I hear speak. You provide a fire inside this humble man, and especially when I pee. As I look to the heavens, I will stop at no bounds. Let thou winds that blow take me to your presence. God damn it, I gotta go take a shit.
After Harvey crapped in the nearest trash can, he walked many a moons to seek his love. He eventually came upon the supermarket where Lucille had worked. He walked back to the store and bumped into the butch lesbian janitor. She was still cleaning up Harvey's shit stains in aisles 4, 5, and 6. Harvey said, Is Lucille working today? I came to...
She ain't working here.
The janitor yelped as she scrubbed the floors. Harvey explained,
But we were lovers. Okay, maybe we were just friends with benefits. You know, like Social Security and Medicare. But we finished each other's sentences. Probably because she had Alzheimer's disease, but that's besides the point.
Okay, here's the deal. Lucille was kidnapped by some gangbangers,
the janitor said. Harvey thought Lucille was in a sexual gangbang, but in reality, Lucille was with a dangerous street gang.
I need to save her and her vagina before it's too late, Harvey explained.
But how are you gonna find her?
The janitor asked.
Oh, my child, I assure thou shalt find pussy again, Harvey said. I call on the spirit of the great grizzly bear to guide me by scent.
Harvey had an acute sense of smell, similar to a hungry bear smelling bacon grease miles away from a campground. How else do you think Harvey would find food in garbage cans? Harvey was confident he could track down Lucille's distinct scent of Ben Gay arthritis cream in Liz Taylor perfume, which smelled like embalming fluid for corpses. The janitor was getting annoyed by Harvey's rants and suddenly broke into song.
I need to clean this crap out. It's hard to clean it from the ground. Get the fuck out.
Harvey left the store to find Lucille, but he didn't have a car. Out of the corner of his eye, Harvey noticed an ice cream truck driving up. Harvey decided to carjack it. Harvey drove away and began his search for Lucille. Harvey looked up above the rearview mirror and noticed a line of boys' underwear strung across. Apparently, the last driver was a pedophile, and Harvey didn't even know it.
God damn! I haven't had a new pair of underwear in years!
He put on a new pair of underwear and broke out into song.
Here we go. I feel so good riding in my brand new wheels. With a new pair of underwear. Oh damn, what a steal. I just can't wait until I see my sweet Lucille. Licking her hole like a doggy bowl would make any grown man squeal. A skeet ba doop da wah.
Harvey then got lost in a dangerous part of town. Unlike most men, Harvey actually stopped to ask for directions. Little did Harvey know, the woman he approached was actually the neighborhood whore. She was African-American, 5'2", with black jerry curl hair, which looked like seaweed with blonde highlights. Her ginormous body had layers of Jabba the Hutt blubber that looked like a stack of pancakes. Her pores were actually dripping syrup. She looked like a cross between Nell Carter and Rick James. She held a 40-ounce Big Gulp and a pack of cool menthol 100s with her glittery Lee press-on nails. The whore said,
Hey, babe! How can I help you today?
I need to find a woman with bluish hair, an overweight figure, and beautiful varicose veins, Harvey requested.
I'd have to call my man Big Daddy Scandalous to see if he has a woman with your specifications, the whore said.
And what's your name, sweet thing? Harvey asked.
My name is Chandelier.
How did you get that name? Harvey asked.
Because I am big, beautiful, and if I fall on you, I'm probably gonna kill you, Chandelier said.
Okay, but you're not hanging like a chandelier, Harvey said.
No, you isn't gonna talk about lynching. I do the fetish thing, but that's off the table. I don't do that shit. I do not hang, Chandelier insisted.
Well, I know something that's well hung. Harvey said as he revealed himself.
Harvey's cock hung low and flapped around like a winning trout on a fishing line. His pubes flowed down similar to the beards of ZZ Top, and his balls looked like pot stickers dripping similar to a George Foreman grill.
Harvey said, I've never had a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich. I believe in the segregation of the flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, but just this once, I want to combine flavors.
If you got money, honey, we can make things work, Chandelier said.
Harvey didn't have any money, so he opened the door to his vault of frozen treats.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
The fat whore grabbed the ice cream treat without even taking off the wrapper, bit off half, and said with her mouth full, "God damn, that's good. But if you ain't gonna pay me, I'm gonna have to give some plasma tomorrow, because I gotta pay the bills, and they gotta make some TV somehow. Okay, let's get it on, playa." Chandelier got inside Harvey's truck and made herself comfortable. Chandelier revealed her hairy derriere, which looked like two butterball chickens were hiding in her panties, and her nipples looked like small pine cones. Then Chandelier awkwardly removed her thong and revealed her beehive of bush, hundreds of cockroaches scattered. Her genital warts looked like a colony of mushrooms, all of the kind that are not edible in the wild. And that's too bad, because her vagina looked black and delicious, like a Choco Taco. Her gargoyle of oily boils were dripping. Her entire hornet's nest of disease was salivating with jangly pus, and it wanted some cock. Her genital warts looked like chess pieces, and this queen wanted the kingpin. "Come on, it's your move, honey," Chandelier said. Harvey swore that he heard Chandelier's vagina cough.
Did your vagina just cough?" Harvey asked.
"Honey, you gotta keep quiet. We have visitors," Chandelier whispered to her vagina. Then all of a sudden, Chandelier's vagina broke out into song.
"What up? Yo, 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 I have been quiet for far too long, hiding behind this leopard thong. Yeah, that's right, I've got a lisp. You wouldn't talk right if your mouth took a fist. I know I'm stretched out like a circus tent. It only worsens my speech impediment. My labia looks like worn out bike tires. My pussy is tight like a pair of pliers.
Give me that schlong, baby, all night long. Flicker your tongue, baby, on my rug.
I know that you want some cunnilingus. You know it looks so damn delicious. Now don't be scared of a couple of lesions. Eat me out like a bucket of chickens. My pussy is looking like a stack of roast beef. I'm thinking dick and you're thinking Arby's. This rare steak is pink inside with a little bit of blood on the sides. 31 flavors, but you haven't tasted this, because my cunt comes in flavors of piss.
Give me that schlong, baby, all night long. Flicker your tongue, baby, on my rug. Give me that schlong, baby, all night long."
Harvey contemplated the unprotected sex. Red on yellow kills a fellow. Red on black. Ah, fuck it, let's do this shit. Harvey began doing Chandelier doggy style. Harvey bumped his junk deep in Humpty Dumpty's clumps of rump. Harvey's balls were hitting Chandelier's ass, making the sound of an Etch-a-Sketch. He then lodged a watermelon popsicle in Chandelier's ass.
"I heard black people love watermelon," Harvey said.
"Damn, Harvey! I knew you grew up in the 30s, but damn it, you ignorant! If you wasn't so damn cute, I'd slap you upside the head," Chandelier said.
"At least this watermelon doesn't have seeds," Harvey said.
"Well, I want you to spit your seed all over my face," Chandelier said. Then Harvey accidentally bumped the ice cream truck PA speaker. The entire neighborhood could hear the bumping and grinding, which sounded like domestic abuse.
Come on, oh my!
Harvey was so disgusted by Chandelier's vagina that he pulled out and asked, "What happened to your fupa?"
"I got stabbed by a Mexican guy. I may look delicious, but I am not a piñata full of candy," Chandelier said.
"Honestly, I'd rather fuck your stab wound than your cunt."
Harvey penetrated and reopened Chandelier's wound and began thrusting his cock into her. His cock was hitting other organs, and it felt like fucking a full diaper. Her fanny pack of blubber began to bleed.
That quickly disgusted him. Then Chandelier yelled, I want you to fuck my bullet hole wound with my prosthetic leg! Harvey asked, did you lose your leg from the Viet Cong?
Nah, scandalous pimp slapped me so hard I fell and snapped out my leg! I break a lot of chairs when I sit, and it was just like, snap, I got no leg no more,
Chandelier explained.
Now fuck the stories, and fuck me with my prosthetic leg, she begged.
Harvey said, hold on, hold on, I'm the customer. The customer is always right. I want you to sit on my face. Chandelier dragged her beanbag badonkadonk ass over Harvey's face, but it brought back the nightmare of the dump truck.
No! No, goddamn, that was a bad idea! What was I thinking? All this time I know the perfect thing to do. It's time for you to put some ice cream in me.
What are you talking about? Chandelier asked. So stupid. I'm trying my best to talk like a black woman here. Alright. Harvey handed Chandelier a pack of treats and said, damn it, I want you to stuff my ass like a mailbox of junk mail! Chandelier stuffed Harvey's ass with milk products. She kept going and going until Harvey paused and said, son of a bitch! I think I'm stuck! Chandelier asked, are you?
Yes, Harvey explained. I forgot. I'm lactose intolerant.
Then Harvey decided to use his last resort and just start jerking off. He almost reached climax until some children walked up to the window. A big fat kid said,
sir, are you serving ice cream anymore?
Yeah, I'm almost ready. I have bust some nuts and unload my vanilla cream all over this dark chocolate, Harvey said. Ugh!
Harvey came all over Chandelier's face and then poured sprinkles all over her and put a cherry on top. Chandelier then licked her lips and yelled,
I scream, you scream, we all scream for some dick and nuts!
The children cheered.
Yay!
Harvey asked Chandelier,
usually after sex I like to spoon. Would you like to spoon? Nah, I already got the spoon for all this ice cream. I can't wait to dig in. It's a little dirty because I also use it for my heroin,
Chandelier said. Harvey explained,
sorry kids, we're all out of ice cream. Chandelier has a destiny with diabetes and...
The police had spotted Harvey's ice cream truck. He was wanted for carjacking. Harvey said,
Chandelier, you drive the car while I take care of the cops.
Chandelier drove down the highway going 110 miles per hour. Harvey went to the back of the truck and opened the doors. He inserted a rectal suppository in his ass and was ready to unload. Harvey bent over and began to excrete the treats from his sweet, sweet rectum. His ass exploded like a bulimic after Thanksgiving dinner. The crap devoured the cop's windshield with a layer of butt fudge sundae.
Drats, Harvey said. His windshield wipers are clearing his view. I'm gonna need to step it up a notch.
Harvey's ass was a dark and wide coal mine, which exploded into a plume of smoke. The cop was still on their tail. Nothing seemed to work. Then, with all of his might, Harvey unleashed a fireworks display of diarrhea. His whirlpool of poo shot ice cream favorites including push-up pops, dreamsicles, fudgesicles, and even a giant waffle cone. The hailstorm of feces wasn't enough to stop the cops. Harvey only had one more crap left to take. With precision aim, he shot out his harmonica right into the officer's neck, causing the officer to swerve into a ditch and die immediately.
Woohoo! Harvey yelled. We're only miles away! I can smell we're getting closer to Lucille, Harvey said.
Harvey's nose led them to a church. Harvey stopped the ice cream truck and wondered why the gangbangers would be at a church. Harvey then cried,
Dear God! Dear God! Am I going to Lucille's funeral? It can't be! No! No! No!
Harvey and Chandelier slowly opened the church door. There was Lucille standing at the front of the church, getting married to Chandelier's pimp, Scandalous! Chandelier stormed in and yelled,
Oh no! This ain't happening! He don't know it! But I think I'm having his baby! Oh, so that explains why you were a little tight in the underpants, Harvey mentioned.
The pastor looked to the crowd and said, If there is anyone here who knows of a reason these two should not be joined, speak now, or forever hold your peace. Will Harvey speak up and take back his woman Lucille? Will Harvey pronounce his love to Lucille? Will Scandalous put up a fight? Does Lucille even know where she is? Will Harvey eventually find love?
to be continued. Last episode, Harvey and Chandelier entered the church wedding. Harvey's woman, Lucille, was getting married to Chandelier's pimp, Scandalous. Lucille looked beautiful in her white wedding gown, equipped with her new oxygen tank, orthopedic arm brace, and colostomy bag. She had so many trinkets she was like a one-man band, and we wonder why healthcare is so expensive. Chandelier stormed in the church and shouted,
"Oh no, you didn't! Scandalous don't know this, but I think I'm having his baby!"
The pastor said, "If anyone knows a reason these two should not be joined, speak now or forever hold your peace."
"Your Honor! Your Honor! I object!" Harvey demanded.
The pastor whined under his breath, "I knew it. I am not getting paid today." Harvey asked,
"Lucille, why would you ever get married to this guy? I thought we had something special."
"Harvey, we did have something very special, but I just discovered that I love big black cock," Lucille said. "I just love it!"
Harvey then stared into the pimp's eyes and grumbled,
"Scandalous, I challenge you to a fight, man to man."
Scandalous replied,
I know usually fighters take showers after the fight. Is there any way you could shower before, because you smell like a homeless man?"
"I am homeless, and I take showers. Homeless people get more rainfall than anybody. Although it hasn't rained since last week, but goddammit, I want my woman back," Harvey demanded.
"All right, player, you asked for it."
"My black man voice," Scandalous said, as he unzipped his pants and his big black cock hit the floor. It was long and veiny, like a supersized Snickers bar. It had muscles, a six-pack of abs, and even a gym membership at the YMCA. His cock even won a strongman competition by ripping a phone book in half. Scandalous's cock became erect and rose to attention like a king cobra. He shot a steroid injection directly into his urethra to get ready, and then started pimp-slapping Harvey with his cock.
"Come on, what you got, old man?"
Scandalous then grabbed his mangy coconut-sized testicles and smashed Harvey's head like two crashing Chinese cymbals. Scandalous was so aroused by the beatings, he said,
"All right, player, you gonna get raped. It's time to make you humble."
Scandalous impaled Harvey's ass with his Snickers bar cock.
Snickers satisfies you.
Scandalous shot his white nougat all over... nougat. Scandalous shot his white nougat all over Harvey's back. Harvey's lifeless body fell to the floor. Scandalous celebrated by growling,
"Yeah, that's right. I knew you was a punk. Lucille is mine. She's all mine."
I have no idea how black people talk. Little did Scandalous know, Harvey was a bum fight champion, and Harvey wasn't finished. Harvey's ass faced Scandalous, and it was more filled than Lucille's medicine cabinet. Harvey took one deep breath while looking up at Jesus on the cross and whispered,
"Please forgive me, Father,"
as his ass exploded like an abortion clinic. The avalanche of shit looked like a chocolate fondue fountain exploded. Scandalous collapsed to the floor. More garbage piled onto his limp body, including an accordion, the entire out-of-print Wolverine comic book series, a booster seat, an easy-bake oven, which had trays of fresh-baked turds, of course, and a carload of circus clowns. They just kept coming out!
"Clean them off, boys," Harvey said as the clown sprayed Scandalous with seltzer water.
Harvey pulled out his handy squeegee and wiped him down, like an idle car at a stoplight. Scandalous laid flat on his back and said,
"Okay, okay, you win, Harvey. You win. Besides, I admit I'm not in love with Lucille. I wanted her inheritance money, since this bitch only has days to live."
Scandalous then passed out. Chandelier was completely turned on.
"God damn, Harvey! You's making me so horny!"
Chandelier's muff gushed like a toilet flush.
"Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, no way, shit! That was my water breaking! God damn it! I'm gonna have my baby!"
Chandelier cried as mascara ran down her face. She was in such a panic that she ate one of her emergency candy bars to relieve the stress.
Snickers satisfies you.
Chandelier panted heavily, like she walked up just two flights of stairs.
Shit! Why does it have to be so horrid?
The baby oozed out of her vagina, with the umbilical cord wrapped around its neck, which looked like a southern-style lynching. The baby dangled like a chandelier.
Dang, I got such a good baby since it's so quiet. Can someone cut that umbilical cord?
Chandelier, I have some bad news, Harvey said. I think you just had a stillbirth. Your baby was already dead.
Oh no, it didn't! I bet this happened when you...
Yes, it happened when I fucked your knifeoon in the ice cream truck. I hit that baby in the head with my cock repeatedly, Harvey said.
I should have never gave away my goodies in Freak Nasty when I was pregnant,
Chandelier regretted. The dead baby looked like an overcooked pile of jambalaya.
Look, Chandelier, I'm sorry, but...
Shut the fuck up! Just shut the fuck up! I don't even want the baby anymore! He don't even look like me!
Chandelier said as she grabbed the porcelain baby Jesus out of the manger and cuddled it frantically.
This is my baby now! Hush, little baby! Mama's here to make things all better for you! Oh, God! Oh.
But there is one baby we need to talk about, a woman said from the audience.
Ethel, Scandalous's mother, emerged from the crowd.
Get out of my way! Coming through! A tank of a woman waddled up to Harvey and smacked him in the face with a bouquet of flowers.
Ethel, is that you? How'd you learn to hit like that? Harvey asked.
I was a mean bitch when I was in GLOW,
the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, where I played a lesser-known character named Dark Chocolate Lightning, Ethel said. Dark Chocolate Lightning is exactly what happens when I eat too many White Castle sliders. I can't avoid the shits,
Harvey mentioned.
Look, don't you try to sidetrack me. Folks, I got something to say, and I never told anybody this. Harvey and I were lovers in the 70s. Then Harvey left for Vietnam. When he came back, he was a different man. He only loved Vietnamese women. It's hard enough keeping our black mans away from them white women's. To make a long story short, I got pregnant. And Harvey, Scandalous is your son.
You are the father.
And your pussy smelled like rotten sea scallops. Hang on. You mean my son just fucked me in the ass?
Yeah, well, you fucked your son in the ass for 36 years since you didn't raise him, bitch.
And I just killed our grandchild with my cock?
I'm afraid you did.
In front of a church full of people.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Harvey paused, turned to the crowd, and broke out into song.
This should be a time of reflection. But I had fun using my erection. And I performed an abortion. And I don't need to pay any of your child support. But now I have new genital warts. Everything's gonna be a-okay, yeah.
Well, go on now. You won your woman fair and square, Ethel said.
The pastor then said, finally, I'm getting paid. I mean, yes, Harvey, you may now kiss the bride. Lucille started licking her lips. Maybe because old people tend to lick their lips a lot, I don't know. Harvey dropped his pants, exposing his flea circus of genitals, which looked dirty like a firecracker. Like a firecracker exploded in his pants. Harvey bent over, and his ass gushed a gaseous geyser of gravy, goulash, and garbage. His cauldron of juices shot feces all over Lucille's white wedding dress. The floor was covered like the Double Dare obstacle course. Harvey was ready to make love and couldn't wait for the honeymoon. He tackled Lucille, knocking her into the wedding cake, causing her other hip to break. Harvey was gyrating like a dying animal on a highway. Lucille's prolapsed ass ballooned like a muffin top from decades of toilet strain and backdoor action. She began having seizures and made several uncontrollable snow angels in the wedding cake. And the seizures only intensified when her arms flailed around as if she was shredding a rockin' air guitar solo. They eventually got off their elderly asses, looked in each other's eyes, and broke out into song.
Lucille, you look so beautiful with your wedding cake and shit all over your face. I want to take this moment
to show you my love. I want you by my side, like the colostomy bag right on your thigh. Your medications will get us really high.
I want you to be my man, to always change my bedpan. Clean your ass because it smells like a garbage can. You took my breath away when my respirator gave away. Help me open the pickle jar, and where did I park my car? Menopause and frequent falls, we don't need those doctor calls. Let's get high with geritol
and an 8-ball. We trouble our families with Alzheimer's disease. Now let's clean up the feces.
The pastor asked about borrowing the ice cream truck since he knew it would be an instant child magnet, but Harvey said,
"No, that's my mobile home, the only home I've ever had."
Harvey and Lucille drove away in the ice cream truck.
"You know, Lucille, I'm really broke. Are we going to recycle those cans hanging from our bumper?" Harvey asked.
"Honey, the only cans you should check out are these," as Lucille cupped her naked, wrinkled prune breasts. "Did you know I'm not wearing any panties?"
I've got some extra pairs of underwear hanging up here in my truck. Here, put these on.
Oh, Harvey!
The end.
There you have it, Harvey the Musical. It's been a long time since I've played that. Hope you guys enjoyed it. That's all the time I have for today's show. If you'd like to contact the show, leave a voicemail at 651-666-4013. Again, that's 651-666-4013. I may play it on the show. You can also follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I also have a Discord you can join and talk to other people. All of the links are in the show notes, and you can also check out bubbybub.com, BUBBYBUB.com. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend or two. It helps keep the podcast going. You can also send a donation through Vimeo or PayPal. And now to wrap things up, I'm playing a mashup from DJ Cummerbund. It's a mix of Green Day, Owl City, and Coolio. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I bub you very much.
Yeah. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I'd like to make myself believe.
Wong Pong Ching Pak Wong Wong Chong Ping Kwong Pong Cha Kong Guang Chong King Kong Pong Cha Kwan.
That last sequence you saw may have gone too far. Sometimes things get carried away, and that's just how the fortune cookie crumbles. So to anyone that may have been offended by that last sequence, I'd like to apologize in your language. Ping Pong Ching Chong.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.